As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it and welcome to our Monday, July the 6th, 2009, two-hour broadcast to become vocal local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, and I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you today, though we may be long on facts and short on solutions, but isn't that always the case? If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become a vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where no radically philosophical thought is out of bounds. Freedom is always popular here and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone and call throughout the program. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call 512-904-8014 and join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you may call in toll-free at 866-841-1065, and again, your calls are welcome. For those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo, 65647. A big shout-out to Liberty Radio, Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local. Again, our listener call-in number remains 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. Gold is hammered in the Hong Kong marketplace and falling below 920 in early trading. We'll talk about that. Got a lot of news on the plate today, all kinds of economic news and other things to discuss. Of course, towards the last half of the broadcast, perhaps in the second hour, we'll go back and get involved with H.R. 2454 again, the American Clean Energy and Security Act, the blowback coming on us and at us globally as more and more people find out what 2454 is all about. It looks to me like it's in trouble. I hope it is. Anyway, we'll see how it goes. Of course, we'll take your calls and much more. Let's go to those market reports for Monday, July the 6th, 2009, active trading out of New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. But 1 hour ago, gold was trading off $10.60 at $921.20 a troy ounce. Silver was off 34 cents, trading at $13.03. Platinum off $39, trading at $1,147. Palladium dropping $6 in early trading, down to $242 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the spot market so far this morning, $919.30 for a low, $933.20 for a high. That's a spread of about $12, $13. Not much of a spread, very tight range, but it's definitely trading lower. The 921.20 rate is $12 loss year on year so far, for a loss of 1.28% on your investment. Where it'll go, I don't know where it'll go. We'll have to see. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed on Friday, trading down 214 points. They got a big whack upside the head again on the 2nd of July, trading at 8,290. The NASDAQ off 49 points, trading at 1,797. The S&P closed down 27 points at 896. So all the equities are taking it upside the head as well. Crude oil dropped $2.65 so far in the early trading, now trading at $64.08. And the winner so far on the day, the U.S. dollar index up 29 basis points at 876. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, it's Tony Pax from the Animal Farm Radio Show, and I want to tell you about the company Totally Wicked. Totally Wicked is the leading online worldwide supplier of electronic cigarettes. An electronic cigarette or e-cigarette is an alternative to smoked tobacco products such as cigarettes, cigars, or pipes. It is a battery-powered device that provides inhaled doses of nicotine by delivering a vaporized liquid nicotine solution. In addition to nicotine delivery, this vapor also provides a flavor and physical sensation similar to that of inhaled tobacco smoke, even though no tobacco smoke or combustion is actually involved in its operation. Totally Wicked's products not only help a person to regulate their nicotine intake and creates a vapor resembling smoke, but it also looks like a cigarette, thereby helping the user with the psychological and physical habit of holding a regular cigarette. To find out more about the great products that Totally Wicked has to offer, please visit totallywicked-eliquid.com or email them at info@totallywicked-eliquid.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Now on DVD, my newest documentary film, The Secret Rite, Volume 1. I'm Josh Reeves, and for the almost 2 years, I have researched the secretive right-wing group known as the Council for National Policy. This film explores for the first time the hidden hand that controls the religious and military aims of the American right wing, with such topics as Iran-Contra, the John Birch Society, eugenics, the Vatican controllers, Christian Zionists, the Bohemian Grove, the Patriot Movement, and more. More powerful than the Council on Foreign Relations, more secretive than the Bilderberg Group, The Secret Rite Volume 1 goes where no other film has dared to go. Get your copy today at secretrightmovie.com. That's www.secretrightmovie.com. And find out what you haven't been told about the New World Order.
We're going into the Ukraine today. We've taken all our politics before. We can do it again.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, July the 6th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We do come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. In the first segment of the day's broadcast so far, we covered or got started into the market reports. Let's finish those up for today. Again, New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gold was trading down $10.60 at $920.20. That's a very low price there for gold. I don't know if you're a buyer. You might have think about it, but I don't know. Is it going to go lower this week? We'll have to see. Silver was off 34 cents, trading at 1303. We saw that the USDX is the winner so far on the day. After crude oil paired $2.65 to trade at 64.08, the U.S. dollar index, that dollar index in the little Timmy Geithner's basket of currencies, that USDX is up 29 basis points at 80.76. In the foreign exchange markets, the Canadian dollar, everybody's off today. They're off a little bit here, a little bit there. The British pound lost the most. But the Canadian dollar off 31%, or 0.31%, 0.3%. They're trading at 86 cents. The Mexican peso lost 0.61%, trading at 8 cents, still low. The euro lost 0.36%, trading at $1.39. The British pound paired off 1.11%, trading at $1.62. The Swiss franc off half a point there, 0.57%. trading at 92 cents in the bond market. The two-year bonds are trading lower than they were on Friday, 0.95%, less than a percentile interest there in the bonds. The 15-year bond is trading at 3.52. The 30-year bonds are 4.35%. We're going to talk about the bond market here in a moment. The mortgages, 15-year mortgage paired off a little bit, now running about 4.86%, down from 4.92%. The 30-year mortgage is also down this morning, not much. It's trading at 5.34%, down from 5.35%. So if you're looking at for a mortgage, you know, it's still not a bad time if you have something that you need to buy, but I wouldn't buy a new house today on a bet. Anyhow, long stories and short stories. There's a whole bunch of news in the news today. We've got stacks and gobs of them here. Where would we go first? Let's go to this one, try and figure out what's happening in the gold market. This off of Reuters on London, an article by Jan Harvey. We've read several of his articles in the past, but he says here, gold slipped in Europe on Monday, pressured by gains in the U.S. dollar as investors bought the currency as a safe store of value amid fears over the outlook of the global for the global economy. Once again, that's one of those standard gold goes up, dollar goes up, gold goes down type of phrases. We'd have to ask ourselves if the investors were buying the currency as a safe store of value. That's a real questionable one. We're going to talk about the upcoming G8 meeting this week. Lots of other interesting things that are affecting this market, but I don't think that anybody's looking at the U.S. dollar for safety. Let's go on through this article a bit, though. A slide in oil and other commodity prices was also keeping bullion under pressure, analysts said. Spot gold was bid at $922.90 an ounce early on this morning, against $932.30 an ounce late in New York on Friday. U.S. gold futures for August delivery on the COMEX division of the New York Mercantile Exchange fell $7.90 to $923.10 an ounce. The euro is a bit weaker. We see that all of the currencies are a bit weaker this morning. And oil is going down quite sharply, and we saw a $2.65 drop, so there's truth to all of this. Continuing, he says, investor confidence has been subdued since weaker than expected job data, from the United States last week. While gold also often benefits from uncertainty in the wider markets, it's currently taking its cues chiefly from the dollar. I don't know whether that's the gospel there or not, brother, but we'll let you have it for now. Bullion is often bought as an alternative asset. This is another boilerplate phrase. Here's a little bit of more truth, however. Traders are awaiting fresh direction from the outcome of the G8 meeting later in the week. And we're going to talk about that G8 meeting, and that is definitely coming up later in the week. And I think that's where you're seeing, why you're seeing the currency, the U.S. dollar index buoyed up. There's been a lot of action going on to keep it looking strong as they go into the G8 meeting, especially with a contingent coming from China. And we'll see more about that in a moment. Okay, let's go on further here. Oil prices slipped more than 4% to a five-week low, above a $64 a barrel on Monday, pressured by doubts over the prospects for an economic recovery and a stronger dollar. Other industrial commodities such as copper, aluminum also posted losses, but this is a little bit more interesting. Elsewhere, they say, the Bombay Bullion Association said demand for gold and silver from India, the world's largest or biggest bullion consumer, is likely to be pressured by further this year by an increase in the import duty in the budget for 2009 and 2010. So as if things were not bad enough for the Asian market gold, just on the high price of everything, you know, war in the context of everything else, as Vicki Davis, who will join us again tomorrow, has to say. But if it wasn't bad enough, now they're going to get whacked with an import duty on gold. So here we go. Let's find out a little bit more about that. As it is, here's a quote, as it is, business was bad, close quote, said the association's head, Suresh Handia. Quote, this will make it worse, close quote. Indian gold imports tailed off last year as prices rose. And we saw that all the way through the marriage season there, you know, when they're out there buying the bangles and whatnot. Bargain hunters emerged in India as prices fell on Monday. but other Asian buyers are awaiting a further price correction, dealers said. And it continues, and they talk about other things, gold, silver, and so on. But let's go into that. What is this India news article all about? This one off Bloomberg. Thomas Cuddy Abraham and Pratik Parija. Brother, I'm going to go through my whole life writing that out all the time. Well, maybe they just all his friends, his or her friends, I'll just call him Pee-Pee. Anyway, July the 6th, Bloomberg, India, the world's biggest consumer of bullion. There you go. India, the world's biggest consumer of bullion, doubled import taxes. How much went up? You know, doubled import taxes on gold and silver as the government sought to do what? Raise funds to spend on roads and supply food grain to the poor at below market rates. That's the way to do it, isn't it? That's the way to do it. Pick on somebody. Go in and double up the imports on one particular item, gold and silver, precious metals, to build roads and supply food grains to the poor at below market rates. Robin from Peter to pay Paul. One of those brilliant, brilliant political moves. See how the blowback's going to work out on this one. Pick it up on the other side with the rest of this article. Things are going to get pretty interesting. Stay with us.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Thank you.
And we're back once again and going into this article off Bloomberg in regards to India doubling their import taxes on bullion to raise cash. Do you like the way governments get involved with things, folks? The jewelers in India are not liking this, and I wouldn't, I can't blame them a bit. Purchases of the gold bars will attract a duty of 200 rupees or $4.10 per 10 grams. I wish I knew the conversion factor there. You know, if we had any different standards of weight and measure on this planet, it would just be nothing but confusion. But anyway, $4.10 per 10 grams. And we try and make a conversion to troy ounces and all that. It's hard to make that leap. I didn't do it before the broadcast. While silver will be charged at 1,000 rupees, that's 10 times the amount, that's $40. $41 per kilogram. A kilogram, I know that. That's 2.2 pounds of Colombian or Acapulco gold or, oh, silver. Finance Minister Pranib Mukhopadhyay over, hey, and oh, said in his budget speech in Parliament, gold imported as jewelry or in any other form will attract a duty of 500 rupees per 10 grams. So if they're not buying it in bullion and making jewelry in India, they'll pay 2.5 times as much. The import levy may cool demand for jewelry in the South Asian nation, no doubt, worsening the 55% drop in imports by the country in the first 5 months of this year. Gold has fallen 7% since breaching the $1,000 mark in February. Imports were down 50% in the first half, and now even the remaining demand will evaporate, said Suresh Handia, president of the Bombay Bullion Association, a group of traders and jewelers in Mumbai. Quote, the government should have cut the tax to raise revenue by boosting imports, close quote. You see, that's the problem with socialism. We always complain when it impacts us, but we love it when it benefits somebody else, you know. Anyway, gold for immediate delivery dropped 1% to $922.05 an ounce, blah, blah, blah. We see all of that. India bought 51.8 metric tons of gold in the January to May period, 51.8 metric tons. In other words, all that flap about China picking up 350 tons. But anyway, India bought 51.8 metric tons of gold in the January to May period, compared with 115 tons a year earlier, so definitely they're down over 50%. According to the trade body, imports were 396 tons last year, the group said. The levies were revised last in 2004, Mukhopadhyay said today. Here's a quote, the duty will certainly lower the sales of jewelry makers, said Rajesh Mehta. That's a different Rajesh, by the way. I guess it's kind of like a first name like Tom or something, or Sam, you know, they use it a lot, you know. Chairman of Rajesh Exports Limited, a maker and seller of jewelry in India and abroad, quote, sales were already down because of the recession and this will further hit us. Yeah. The way it goes, you know, government slaps you when you're down. Stocks drop, and it goes on and talks about the miseries in their business. Here's a quote. The government has let go an opportunity to help an industry that provides employment to so many people, Mehta said. Efforts should have been to give more incentives to the industry at a difficult time rather than to burden it. So it does make you wonder what the governments are doing. A little bit more here on precious metals. This out of ChinaDaily.com, communist newspaper here over in China. China's precious metal reserves are shrinking at an alarming rate. Over-exploitation and cutthroat competition in exportation, on the other hand, have driven prices considerably low in the international market. Okay, so we got the precious metal reserves shrinking at an alarming rate, and yet the prices have been driven considerably low. Supply and demand not working very well for China. Rare earth, for example. Now, some of you may not know what rare earth is, but they do make magnets of the stuff. Rare earth magnets, perhaps some of the finest compass material out there, gyroscopes and things like that. Rare earth, for example, witnessed a reserves decline from 88% of the world's total more than 10 years ago to 52% in 2008. You can see how they're working their way through their supply. While exports increased almost 10 times, China is rich in precious metal resources. It's wolfram. How many people know what wolfram is? Indium and rare earth reserves rank first in the world, and the productions account for 80% of the world's total. Wonder if you knew that. China is rich in precious metal resources again. These unrecyclable metals, in other words, you use them once and they're gone. They're not recyclable. These unrecyclable metals are mainly used in what? Weapon manufacturing, aeronautics and astronautics, and the information industry. And they're being used up rapidly? What's that going to do, the long-term things? According to statistics from the Ministry of Land Resources, that would be like the Ministry of Love, I guess, but Ministry of Land Resources, by the year 2020, only 6 out of the 45 major mineral resources can meet the demand in China. If exploitation continues at the current rate, in 30 to 50 years, China will be unable to boast leading places in wolfram, indium, and rare earth reserves. While exports of wolfram, indium, rare earth, and other precious resources keep rocketing, prices decreased by 30 to 40%. Curiouser and curiouser. In 2005, prices for rare earth only equaled 64% of that in 1990. There has been inflation working in there too, you know. With price profits hovering between 1 and 5%, the international price of indium, of which 80% of the world's total output is from China, is only $1,000 per kilogram, far below the $3,000 to $5,000 reasonable price. But recently, the United States and the European Union jointly filed a lawsuit with the World Trade Organization over China's restrictions on exports of precious metals, claiming their interests are hurt by the restrictive measures taken by China. The article continues and it says it's the first time the United States has filed a suit against China with the World Trade Organization since the usurper administration took office. A representative from the Ministry of Commerce said China's export policy concerning precious metals are drafted to protect the environment and natural resources in accordance with the World Trade Organization rules. Restrictive measures are especially necessary for these strategic metals during the global recession, the representative added. A researcher with the Ministry of Commerce said, according to UN documents, and his name was given, but I won't even attempt it, said, according to UN documents, every country has the right to control the exploitation of its resources. And the action by the United States and the European Union is breaking the basic norms of international society and ignoring a country's sovereignty. Well, we'll hear much more about this in the future. But just in case you were wondering, the Chinese are following the UN documents, and the United States and the European Union are breaking the basic norms of international society. Isn't that curious? We'll be back on the other side. Stay with us.
You're now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Loan modifications don't work, at least not without some leverage from a forensic audit by mortgage fraud examiners. Have your payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages to stop the housing crisis. Trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. That's where Mortgage Fraud Examiners comes in. They perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages have legal problems. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating if faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. You could gain some powerful ammunition to use from Mortgage Fraud Examiners. Get more information at www.mortgagefraudexaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we're back once again looking at this article here out of the ChinaDaily.com in regards to China's precious metal reserves being threatened here by unprecedented buying and several rare earth is one of them, wolfram is another one, indium is another one. And again, these unrecyclable metals are used mainly in weapons manufacturing, aeronautics, and astronautics, and the information industry. So this article is basically intimating here that China is not pleased with the low price that they're being asked to sell these commodities for and the excessive demand. At the same time, they're being pressured against these United Nations convention that every country has the right to control the exploitation of its resources, and that the actions by the United States and the European Union are breaking these basic norms of international society and ignoring a country's sovereignty, which is, I guess, just a heads up. But continuing here, some experienced insiders said that for something as strategically valuable as precious metals, restrictions on exploitation and export are not enough. In the long run, a strategic stocking system on the national level and matching policies should be established. And certainly if they've gone from 88% of the world's total reserve supply to 52% of the world's supply in just 10 years, I think that their policy might be prudent if they had got involved with a strategic stocking system rather than just selling it willy-nilly on the open market at prices below market value. Anyway, China's going to be in the news for a while, and more often than not. Found another article off of this ChinaDaily.com this morning, and this one is that China won't press for a new global currency at the G8 meeting. It's a rather short article, but interesting. It's out of Beijing. China has no plans, it says, to raise its proposals for a new global currency. So one day they're hot, the next day they're cold. One day they're hot, the next day they're cold. But the article tells us a lot. It has no plans to raise its proposals for a new global currency to replace the dollar at the G8 meeting this week, but is willing to discuss it, a top Chinese diplomat said as President Hu Jintao left Sunday for Italy. China, the article continues, is not one of the group of eight major economies, but is attending the meeting in the Italian city of L'Aquila as part of a group of five large developing countries. Now, as we go through these UN documents, we hear all about the difference between developed and developing countries and the equity in the system regarding them and their relations. But again, China is not one of the G8 major economies. Beijing called in March for the creation of a new currency, possibly based on the IMF's special drawing rights, created in the 1960s and used as the monetary standard for dealings between the fund and member governments. And if you recall, if not recalling it yourself, you could go back in the archives and look at the talk that we gave on the origins of the new economic order. Find out all about the special drawing rights and the International Monetary Fund and its creation and how it all was organized and set up. Continuing here, quote, "This international financial crisis has fully exposed the weaknesses and the loopholes in the international monetary system," close quote, a deputy Chinese foreign minister, Yi Haiya, said at a briefing last week, quote, "If this issue is raised by the leaders during the meeting, it is natural because we are all discussing how to respond to the international financial crisis and promote recovery." He said Chinese officials have no plan to raise the issue, but will discuss it if others raise it. China won a pledge of more influence for developing countries in the International Monetary Fund last November at a summit on the global crisis, but the United States and other governments have yet to commit to specific changes. Any world financial structure, quote, must be broadly based, having both developed and developing countries as members, he said. Again, this is some of the problem of getting involved in these foreign entanglements, you know, alliances with these developing countries and the developed countries. A little further here, just to give you some background, the G8 is made up of the United States, Germany, Japan, Britain, Italy, France, Canada, and Russia. You see, so Russia figures in both into the G8 and also in the BRIC nations, Brazil, Russia, India, and China. So, China is also set to join the United States and other governments at a gathering of 19 nations held during the G8 meeting to discuss climate and energy. China has criticized a U.S. bill that would be House Resolution or 2454, the American Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009, China has criticized a U.S. bill to impose tariffs on imports from countries that fail to cut emissions of gases blamed for global warming. Here's a quote from China. "We are firmly against such attempts to advance trade protectionism under the pretext of climate change," he said. I just reiterate that we are firmly against such attempts to advance trade protectionism under the pretext of climate change, he said. We're going to see more and more of this kind of dialogue, I'm sure, in the weeks ahead as the Senate begins to consider this American Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009, likely to be in committee chaired by Barbara Boxer. Who will also pay state visits to Italy from July the 5th to the 8th, he's there now, at the invitation of Italian President Giorgio Napolitano. I wonder if that's any relation to the good judge or Janet. Funny how these Italians are coming to the head these days. And to Portugal from July 10th to the 11th as a guest of the Portuguese President Anibal Cavaco Silva. Interesting name. Whose entourage includes, and there's a bunch of them in here, I'm just going to throw these out to you so you get an idea, you know, just do you realize who we're dealing with here. Whose entourage includes Ling Jiao, the member of the Secretariat of the Communist Party of China, or the CPC, the Central Committee and the Director and General Office of the CPC Central Committee, Wang Huning, member of the Secretariat of the CPC, the Communist Party of China's Central Committee, and Director of Policy Research Office of the CPC Central Committee, and State Councilor Dai Binguo, Foreign Minister Zhang Chuqi, Minister of the National Development and Reform Commission Zhang Ping, the Minister of Commerce Chen Diming, Vice Foreign Minister He Yafai, Director of the President's Office, Chen Siju, and the Assistant Foreign Minister, Wu Hongbo. Just to give you the entourage there. And some people think that China is no longer communist. They got the Communist Party all over the top of that. Well, let's go on to some other news. You know, the finances, we give you the bonds every day, treasuries and things, so on and so forth. And things are not looking really, really spiffy for our country right at the moment. Treasury's summer rally is not this year due to supply. Daniel Kruger, this is a Bloomberg article, July 6th, new news. One of the best bets in the $6.45 trillion Treasury market may no longer be such a sure thing. The article opens, yields on a benchmark 10-year U.S. note fell from June through September in 15 of the last 20 years by an average of 35 basis points as the U.S. wrapped up the bulk of its debt auctions and investors reinvested the proceeds from interest and coupon payments. The last time yields failed to decline was in 2005 when they rose 34 basis points as the Federal Reserve boosted its interest rates. We're going to find out that there's not a flagging interest in these treasuries, right?
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hey, folks, I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zip and Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days, she didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell him Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
And we have returned once again. I'm kind of weighing the odds here whether I should go with this or go with that, go with this, go with that. Got a stack of news articles here today pulled off the internet. Got up rather early this morning and been reading so much out there. But I think what I'll do is I'll jump back to this G8 meeting and we'll hold off on the Treasury's discussion for a moment. This is another one out of China Daily. Although it's credited to agencies, so it's difficult to know exactly where it came from. But they, let's continue our discussion briefly about the G8 meeting before we go into this the Treasury's discussion. Again, this is off out of China Daily. Themes and scenarios for the G8 summit in Italy. This is some of the things that they're going to be looking at. These are some of the things that will be on the agenda. It says leaders from the group of eight industrial nations and major developing nations will hold talks from July the 8th through the 10th in the central Italian city of La Aquila. And so we'll mark that on your calendar. It's going to have an impact, you can be sure of that, on the market reports on a daily basis, July 8th through the 10th. The talks are expected to focus on the state of the world economy, financial regulation, climate change, and trade development. You see how this H.R. 2454 needed to come through in time to be ready for discussion at the G8 summit in Italy. I don't think that it's cart before the horse. I think that it's coming in line. And I'm sure it started its discussion in the G20 meeting and was probably discussed before that. But this G8 meeting here, the talks are expected, again, to focus on the state of the world economy, financial regulation, we've heard all about that from Beam and Bernanke and Timmy Geithner, and climate change and trade development. So let's go on. The G8 talks will open with a discussion of the financial crisis, with the first day's statement likely to be focused on signs of stabilization in major economies, and aiming to send a positive message on the global economic outlook. So they already know what the outcome of this discussion is going to be, at least they know where they want to be. They want to aim to send a positive message out on the global economic outlook. So we should probably see some news articles written along that line at the close of this G8 summit, somewhere in July the 11th, 12th range. Yeah, most of this stuff is just public notice. It's hardly news. But, continuing, talks will also broach possible exit strategies from the downturn. Possible exit strategies from the downturn, though G8 leaders are likely to emphasize that it's too early yet to wind down policy stimulus. And so we shouldn't look for any relief on this trillions and trillions and trillions being cast into cyberspace. That likely will continue. Italy is pushing for the adoption of an agreement on global standards of regulation. Global standards of regulation, an international charter covering everything from executive pay, corporate governance, banking, taxation, trade, corruption, and the regulation of financial markets. For all of those of you out there that doubt that there is a global system that functions extra-constitutionally and above and beyond sovereignty of nations, take note. Critics of the 70-page Lessi framework, named after the Italian city where it was drafted, and I may have mispronounced that, it's L-E-C-C-E framework, if you want to put that in your browser, Google it, Dogpilot, Webferret, or otherwise, 70-page document, probably available in a PDF. Maybe, I haven't checked. They say it's a compilation of existing guidelines, too broad to be effective, and toothless because it lacks penalties. And so we're going to be looking for putting teeth in these documents so that we'll have international control over everything from executive pay, corporate governance, how much you pay your executives, how you run your governments, how you can run your banking, how to operate your taxation, your trade, and corruption, and the regulation of financial markets. Again, these entangling foreign alliances. While the G8 is unlikely to adopt a new global charter officially, it may recommend a document to the forthcoming G20 summit in Pittsburgh. I would imagine that would be Pennsylvania, but there's no guarantee. It wasn't stated. Coming in September, the G20 summit in Pittsburgh. We had the last one over in London, if you recall. Germany is pushing for the G8 for tougher regulation, accusing Britain in particularly of opposing moves for tighter rules. Chancellor Angela Merkel, of course, that's Germany, is proposing a broader, quote, charter for sustainable economic development, close quote. And some people think that Agenda 21 isn't honest and honest and operative every day. Environment. With eyes on December's UN Climate Change Summit in December in Copenhagen, I think Rob Chata has been reporting on that one. I think that's called Hopenhagen. I could be mistaken, but it wouldn't surprise me. With eyes on December's United Nations Climate Change Summit in December in Copenhagen, and due to produce a replacement for the 1997 Kyoto Pact, leaders will try to narrow differences over the cuts in carbon emissions required by developed and emerging economies and funding for low-carbon technology. Can you say H.R. 2454? G8 leaders are expected to agree to a goal to limit global warming to no more than 2 degrees Celsius. That's right. The G8 leaders are going to stand and shout out into the face of the creator of the universe that we shall have no more global warming than 2 degrees Celsius. No more. That's all. That's all we will have. As if there was global warming in the first place, but how specious of them. And this could even be extended to the 17-member major economies forum, which meets on the second day of the summit. G8 nations are also likely to harden a previous quote-unquote vision, hardening, you know, like reinforced concrete around your bunker, hardening a previous vision, like a vision statement, vision 2020, of having cutting things in half, halving on radio, carbon emissions by 2050. While the NEF could also sign up to this goal for the first time, if adopted, this would mark significant progress towards a new UN climate pact in December. You see, the plot thickens. United Nations initiatives implemented on a global scale demand that we become vocal local and block the globalist agenda as it transitions from global to local. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown is expected to press for the G8 and MEF to back a $100 billion a year fund to tackle climate change in developing countries by 2020, but the figure falls short of what these countries want, from my pocket to theirs. If one is only bounded by their wants, that's an unlimited amount of want. A man's wants are endless. The real discussion needs to revolve around need as opposed to want. Aid, food, security, G8 nations are under pressure to ensure they are meeting commitments to boost aid to the developing world. It's our responsibility to feed the world, my friends. And members will discuss setting up a task force to monitor that implementation. Well, it just gets worse and worse as socialism expands across the globe. Folks, we'll be back on the other side to continue this discussion. Hope you'll remain with us. Until then, be right back.
Hey folks, it's Tony Pax from the Animal Farm Radio Show, and I want to tell you about the company Totally Wicked. Totally Wicked is the leading online worldwide supplier of electronic cigarettes. An electronic cigarette, or e-cigarette, is an alternative to smoked tobacco products such as cigarettes, cigars, or pipes. It is a battery-powered device that provides inhaled doses of nicotine by delivering a vaporized liquid nicotine solution. In addition to nicotine delivery, this vapor also provides a flavor and physical sensation similar to that of inhaled tobacco smoke, even though no tobacco smoke or combustion is actually involved in its operation. Totally Wicked's products not only help a person to regulate their nicotine intake and creates a vapor resembling smoke, but it also looks like a cigarette, thereby helping the user with the psychological and physical habit of holding a regular cigarette. To find out more about the great products that Totally Wicked has to offer, please visit totallywicked-eliquid.com or email them at info@totallywicked-eliquid.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to the Monday, July the 6th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, and we've got a boatload of news. All of this international news and financial news and climate change news coming on us and at us in spades. As we were going into the break here at the top of the hour, we were still in the middle of this article, themes and scenarios for the G8 summit in Italy. And if you missed the first hour, do access the archives and pick up the preceding discussion on this for your record. What we're looking at here with this July 8th through 10th meeting in the Italian city, the central Italian city of L'Aquila, L-A-Q-I-L-A, however the Italians pronounce that, L'Aquila, I guess, or something along that line. Coming out of this thing is going to be a considerable amount of discussion in regards to climate change, and of course we've got the big bill, H.R. 2454, staring us right in the face as it lays on the table in Congress. Hopefully someone will have the courage to step up and vote to pull that off the table and reconsider it, and then we can continue the discussion at the congressional level. Hopefully that's going to happen this week. I certainly do hope so. If not, it'll go on its merry way and find the Senate committee. I think Barbara Boxer is going to chair that committee, so things are looking grim and even worse. But here, G8 nations are under pressure to ensure they are meeting commitments to boost aid to the developing world. Why do we make all these commitments? I mean, did you get an invitation in the mail last week to fly off to Italy and have your voice heard in L'Aquila? No. Neither did I. Probably very few people in China received the invitation either. Don't imagine too many Germans were invited. But our leaders are entering upon global compacts and global charters this week. Barry the Usurper has proposed some $3 to $4 billion of U.S. funding for food security programs over the next 3 years. That's pocket change, but nevertheless, he's proposed some $3 to $4 billion. Of course, it won't be his $3 to $4 billion. I don't imagine that Al Gore will be chipping it up or Maurice Strong. Of course, no, it'll just be loaned into existence at interest once again for food security programs over the next 3 years. And at the same time, Congress is sitting there looking right at this, all these various and sundry food security bills that will impact us here in the United States of America. With the G8 and the G5 looking at least to match that commitment, G8 diplomats say, so it's a few billion dollars to the developing countries, chump change, as we go into China and buy up the remaining supplies of these absolutely critical precious metals stocks for a continuing expansion of our military aeronautics and astronautics programs. The only industries that are really prospering in America is weaponry, I guess. The G8 may also draw up internal rules to police how its own members meet their aid commitments and call on developing nation donors to meet its standards of transparency. Really transparent, no doubt. So transparent, you can see right through it, right? I can see through this, can you? We'll be right back.
Documentary film, The Secret Rite, Volume 1. I'm Josh Reeves, and for the almost 2 years, I have researched the secretive right-wing group known as the Council for National Policy. This film explores for the first time the hidden hand that controls the religious and military aims of the American right wing, with such topics as Iran-Contra, the John Birch Society, eugenics, the Vatican controllers, Christian Zionists, the Bohemian Grove, the Patriot Movement, and more. More powerful than the Council on Foreign Relations, more secretive than the Bilderberg Group, The Secret Right Volume 1 goes where no other film has dared to go. Get your copy today at secretrightmovie.com. That's www.secretrightmovie.com. And find out what you haven't been told about the New World Order.
We're going into the depression today. We've taken our topics before. We can do it again.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com. PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we're back once again here on Become Vocal Local on our July the 6th, 2009, two-hour expose. We're beginning our second hour talking about the G8 meeting coming up July the 8th through the 10th in L'Aquila, Italia, in the city. Interesting stuff here on Iran. Italian President Silvio Berlusconi said the G8 summit could move to tighten sanctions against Iran already adopted over its nuclear program after disputed presidential elections last month, which triggered violent protest. Of course, he doesn't have the support of the rest of the G8 in that statement. G8 officials have said that it is not an appropriate forum for such a move, and any quote-unquote sanctions would be limited to a condemnation. Hey, one of those naughty boy type moves after disputed presidential elections, right? Condemnation or measures such as the withdrawal of diplomats. In other words, we'd bring people home for a holiday. However, G8 officials, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, has called for the summit to send a strong, united signal to Iran on human rights. Oh, really? How specious. I wonder if they would send a strong, united signal to Israel in regards to human rights while they're at it. While keeping open the possibility of talks, maybe they need to send a strong, united signal to the United States of America in regards to human rights violations while they're at it. No. They'll just focus on Iran because it's got political capital, I guess. while keeping open the possibility of talks on its controversial nuclear program. G8 foreign ministers last month agreed a strongly worded statement, quote, deploring electoral violence in Iran, but held open the door to resume nuclear talks. Under trade, the leaders will attempt to give a fresh impulse to the Doha development round of world trade talks, launched in 2001, of course. We don't want to talk about the United Nations, do we? Even though the Doha round continues. But anyway, those talks ran aground a year ago over differences between the United States and developing nations like India over agricultural subsidies, among other issues. Delegates will focus on agreeing procedures for negotiating Doha and may express hopes for concluding a deal in 2010, G8 diplomats say. I do have a brochure from the Doha round. It's a rather telling little booklet. One of these days I'll dig through all of my boxes and find that little thing and we'll discuss Doha. Maybe Vicki can recall some of the pertinent details when we get together with her tomorrow and continue our discussion of war in the context of everything else. Be sure and be here for that discussion. Vicki Davis has got a lot of really good material in her grab bag of interesting facts. World Trade Organization Director General Pascal Lamy will be present at the talks and hold meetings with leaders. WTO Director General Pascal Lamy. I didn't know what his name was. Now we do. Brazil, another important agricultural player at the talks. Now we have the BRIC nations coming into play, don't we? Brazil and Russia and India and China all in the news this morning. Brazil, another important agricultural player at the talks, has played down hopes for an important breakthrough at the L'Aquila summit. Oil. French President Nicolas Sarkozy, I wonder when the last time he visited Israel was, wants G8 nations to discuss regulating oil prices to prevent the wild swings of recent years and ensure fair value for consuming and producing nations. Ensure fair value. Interesting. For consuming and producing nations, preventing wild swings. Previous attempts at doing so have fallen flat, and there are doubts whether a consensus exists. Those consensus meetings. Let's take out our paper easels. Everyone sit down in circles. Let's group up here. Doubt whether a consensus exists within the G8, with Canada already suggesting it may not embrace the proposal. French sources say oil prices need to be high enough to spur investment in the sector and also encourage green technology. Green. Green Cross International, Mikhail Gorbachev. Watermelon green, the greeny weenies. Red on the outside. Green on the outside, red on the inside. You slice a watermelon commie and a socialist pleads every time. The price of crude oil soared to almost $150 per barrel last year, only to fall around $40 some months later due to the global economic crisis. It's now trading around $70. There's some themes and scenarios coming up this week. We'll see where it all goes in the news, no doubt. Here's a little bit more news before we go on to the other stuff. I'm reluctant to get into this heady Treasuries article. Maybe I'll just cover a little bit. Again, off of Bloomberg. Things aren't looking really good, folks, for the sale of our Treasuries. People are not really interested in picking up more debt. Not even the corporations. Not even the corporations are interested in picking this stuff up. Investors anticipating another summer rally may be disappointed as Treasury Secretary Timmy Geithner accelerates debt sales to finance a record budget deficit. I mean, after you get your wrap your mind around this, I'm buying the debt of the United States. I'm buying debt. I'm taking on someone else's burden here. I'm buying their debt. Maybe people want to invest in things other than the debt of the United States at this time. After more than doubling note and bond offerings to $963 billion in the first half, another $1.1 trillion may be sold by the year end, according to Barclays PLC, one of the 16 primary dealers that are obligated to bid at the Treasury auctions. This is not optional. They're obligated to bid on this garbage. The second half sales would be more than the total amount of debt sold in all of 2008. Here's a quote. "I used to be a believer," close quote, said Gary Pollack, who helps to oversee $12 billion as the head of fixed income trading at Deutsche Bank AG's private wealth management unit in New York, and has worked in the bond market since 1978. Quote, "The amount of treasury debt that needs to be financed is a game changer. Normally, the seasonal work because of the ebb and flow in terms of the treasury's needs, but this is no longer the case," close quote, favoring company debt. Pollack, again Gary Pollack, Deutsche Bank, Pollack is reducing his treasury holdings in favor of corporate bonds on the expectation that the difference in yields between company and government debt will narrow. Investment-grade corporate bond debt bonds yield 3.31%, more than treasuries, almost triple the average for the decade before the credit market seized up in 2007. I guess I would throw my money with Gary Pollack. We'll be right back.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Are you one of the people who think, "I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me"? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Oh,
And we've returned once again right here on Become Vocal Local. Going through this rather lengthy article here, talking about financial issues, things that are plaguing the country, things that are plaguing the investment communities, things that are happening internationally, globally, the G8 summit, and so on and so forth. You know, somebody's going to have to pick up all of this debt, folks. If we're going to keep this boat afloat, somebody's going to have to step up to the plate and buy all of this debt. But it certainly doesn't look like the investment community is interested in investing in any more U.S. debt. At least they don't do so unless they're obliged to do so. There's a little bit more from the article. It says the seasonal rally in treasuries is akin to the stock market adage of sell in May and go away. We've all heard that one. Sell in May and go away. Seasonal rally, where traders pare back on equities on the expectation that most of the gains come early in the year, said Thomas D. Galoma, head of U.S. rates at Guggenheim Capital Markets, LLC, a New York-based brokerage for institutional investors. Where are all these institutional investors? All across America, you know, every county, every major city, even the smaller cities, they all have this CAFRA, this Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, and they have slush monies, more money. They take in more money than they actually need, and so they invest that money in retirement and in health care and in various and sundry other things. Many of them have lost their shorts and gone naked, using financial terms. They're having a hard time. Going broke. The yield on the benchmark 10-year note fell 4 basis points or 4 percentage points last week to 3.50, according to BG Cantor Markets data. It rose to 3.51% as of 10:29 in London today. It continues. Money flows such as the reinvestment of Treasury coupon payments every August, that's coming up, 30 days, are typically responsible for the usual strong summer performance of bonds rather than diminished supply, said James Caron, the head of the U.S. interest rate strategy in New York, a primary dealer, Morgan Stanley. Just bear with me and let this stuff flow over the top of your head. Go in one ear and out the other. Just kind of process it. Just listen to the discussion. I don't expect you to understand it any more than I understand it, but if we read it often enough, some of it might sink in. Just to get the tone, when the moneyed interest are writing for the moneyed interest, this again coming off of Bloomberg. This is not a real cheerful article, by the way. It's telling you that there's a problem in the system, and we know there's problems in the system, but when the financial community starts to recognize that there's a problem in the system, then we know it's far worse than we really anticipated. Continuing here, he says, investors will receive $30 billion in interest payments and $80 billion from maturing debt in August, according to the Treasury. Quote, there's no reason to believe the pattern will not hold until it doesn't. There's no reason to believe the pattern will not hold until it doesn't. Until it doesn't. In other words, there's no reason to believe that it ain't broke until it's broken. Very illuminating, isn't it? It tracks the seasonality of the investment into treasuries. Caron said he expects 10-year yields to grind lower, quote, grind lower, to the end of September before rising to 4.25% at the end of the year. Quote, I'm not so sure I would want to hang my hat on a seasonal pattern that has held true year after year because the world has changed, said Ray Ramey, head of fixed income in New York at the primary dealer, Daiwa Securities America, Inc. Daiwa Securities America, Inc. Daiwa is a Japanese company, I think. Quote, I'm paying a lot less attention to it than I have in the past. The U.S. will conduct auctions this week, 4 auctions this week, for the first time since the Treasury began issuing securities regularly in 1976. There's going to be four this week. Watch the markets this week as these four auctions take place. Let's see what happens to the price of gold this week. What happens in the stock market this week? What happens in crude oil this week? And what happens to the U.S. dollar index this week? Four auctions this week coming up on the G8 meeting. Demand has been rising at the sales, especially from the class of investors that includes foreign central banks buying up America's central banks. Those investors, which the Treasury labels as indirect bidders, bought 67.2% of the record $27 billion in seven-year notes sold on June the 25th, or double the amount of the prior sale in May. And it continues, demand for the 10- and 30-year debt may not be as strong given the gains in treasuries after the 10-year yield reached 4%, said David Michael Devlin, who trades the two securities for primary dealers Jeffrey & Company in New York. This new economic order, or we could consider it the new economic disorder. Someone's written a book about that, I think. Risks to rally. Given all the fundamental factors and supply this time around, we are more careful when it comes to putting too much weight, close quote, on a rally, said Michel de Bruin, who helps manage $27 billion as the head of the European government debt in Amsterdam at FC Asset Management PLC's Dutch unit, quote, this year the risks are that we will have a further economic recovery in the second half of the year, and together with supply, it's putting downward pressure on prices. Barry the usurper has pushed the nation's marketable debt to an unprecedented $6.45 trillion. From $5.75 trillion in January. The budget deficit is projected to quadruple to $1.85 trillion in the fiscal year ending September 30th, equivalent to 13% of the nation's economy, according to nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office. The U.S. sold a record of $104 billion in 2-, 5-, and 7-year notes just 2 weeks ago. So it just gets deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. The Treasury will sell $2.07 trillion in debt this year with $1.53 trillion in net supply after redemptions. Deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper in debt. Different this year? This year may be a little different given the supply, the budget deficit, and the Fed. Close quote, said Richard Schlanger, who helps invest $13 billion in fixed income securities as vice president at the Pioneer Investments in Boston. Seasonal patterns had factored into Schlanger's trading in the past, though it won't this year. That idea of buy in May and go away, seasonal trading, not figuring into this guy's investment strategy, Richard Schlanger. As part of a plan to keep borrowing costs low throughout the economy and absorb some treasury issuance, the Fed has bought $190.7 billion of U.S. notes and bonds. That's the Federal Reserve buy-in debt. Beginning March the 25th, the central bank said it would buy as much as $300 billion of the debt in its March 18th policy statement. So Congress ask for this money to be loaned into existence at interest. The Fed agrees. They buy it back. My, what a circle. Would you like to be on the receiving end of that?
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Loan modifications don't work, at least not without some leverage from a forensic audit by mortgage fraud examiners. Have your payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages to stop the housing crisis. Trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. That's where Mortgage Fraud Examiners comes in. They perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages have legal problems. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating if faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. You could gain some powerful ammunition to use for Mortgage Fraud Examiners. Get more information at www.mortgagefraudexaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hey folks, I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a Zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zip and Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days. She didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell them Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, so I guess that's enough of that kind of stuff. Let's go into something a little different. It's not going to be much cheerier, though. I'll give you that. You know, we talked all about on the all the various depressions and recessions and all of these engineered crises that, you know, Goldman Sachs visits on America, all the banking interests, you know, in there messing around, meddling in people's lives, basically, supposedly, running off, chasing after the dollar. A lot of people take these kind of setbacks and twists in their lives rather badly. This is no exception. This article, again, off Bloomberg this morning, rather interesting article, but just because it sheds light on the fact that, you know, bankers are leaping from windows these days. Of course, it's so difficult to commit suicide leaping out of a window in New York or something, because in skyscrapers these days the windows don't open, so that really poses a problem. You have to find some kind of a cafe or arcade or a corner office that has a little balcony in order to be able to fling yourself off. So they turn to other means. This fellow, bit sad story here, I guess, banking at ABN AMRO Holding Nevada was the only career that Hubert Boumeister or Boumeister ever knew. Hubert Boumeister. Ever knew. When the largest Dutch lender became the target of the biggest financial takeover in history in 2007, he, that would be Hubert, pushed for Barclays PLC, a group led by the Royal Bank of Scotland PLC1. 20 months later, the former chief financial officer was found dead from gunshot wounds in the woods 25 miles or 40 kilometers west of his London home. While Boumeester loved Amsterdam-based ABN AMRO, it was not the bank's unraveling that killed him, colleagues said. An inquest opened and adjourned today at the coroner's office in Reading, southern England. Boumeester suffered shotgun wounds to his head, Peter Bedford, the coroner said by telephone. Police are not treating this death as suspicious. For him, business came first, said Michael Jansen Schoonhoven, Boumeester's best man at his wedding in 1991, and a former ABN AMRO colleague. It was not the outcome to the takeover that he wanted, but he took it as part of an outcome of a free market, and it continues. Boumeester was 49 years old. While the cause of Boumeester's death hasn't been confirmed, police describe him as a vulnerable man who had been feeling down. Boumeester, who lived in London's Belgravia district, was married and had three children. The family didn't want to comment at this time as they stressed the need for peace and privacy to deal with their loss, Sandra Moss, a spokeswoman, said. Suicides have shocked global investors in the last 12 months. German billionaire Adolf Merkel, it's not spelled the same way as the other Merkel, but Merkel nonetheless, stepped in front of a train in January. David Kellerman, the chief financial officer of Freddie Mac in McLean, Virginia, hanged himself in April. UK investor Kirk Stevenson jumped in front of a train last September. Trains are becoming more of a popular way out, perhaps. Of course, it reminds me of oxcart disease. Yeah, it's one of those old troubling things from way back in the medieval time period. Ox cart disease. You know, you go in and steal a flask of whiskey or something on Tuesday, and on Sunday or Friday when you confess it at the church, the confessor takes notes of who it was that stole that little keg of whiskey. And then rushes round and conveniently passes on his note to the man that owned the keg of whiskey. And then a few days later, a bunch of jostling monks or thugs nudge the penitent parishioner off the sidewalk in front of an oncoming ox cart, and so much like a jumping in front of the train incident, I don't know whether these people are jumping in front of trains or whether they're being pushed. But nevertheless, some very wealthy people are taking their lives or having their lives taken as a result of the downturn in the economy. Let's go into a little bit more interesting stuff. I don't know if it's any more interesting than that or not. But I did run across this article as I was trying to find something interesting to say on last Saturday night's Oracle Unleashed broadcast. I came across this in the Village Voice and found a confirmation article off Bloomberg. But apparently Sarah Palin is to resign her governorship of Alaska, and she's expected to focus on complaining, according to the Village Voice, Roy Adresso. Today, Sarah Palin announced that this was Friday, July the 3rd. Today, Sarah Palin announced that she would not seek a second term as governor of Alaska. In fact, she will resign her position and step down at the end of the month. So for all of you Sarah Palin fans out there, you've got about 25 or 30 more days to enjoy her in the limelight, and then she'll be out. The 2008 Republican vice presidential candidate didn't take questions. Local news outlets, KTVA, said Palin, quote, cited many costly ethics complaints, that she recently faced as contributing to her decision to resign, close quote. Many observers assume she's preparing for a 2012 presidential run, which will be easier without the distractions of actual government office. Alternately, she can just spend her days denouncing talk show hosts and photoshopped images that offend her. which in these early days of the 2012 campaign may amount to the same thing. Here's some random tweets. You know, that's what you get when you go to the Village Voice. Some random tweets. One tweeter asked, I would bet a red, white, and blue snow cone that Sarah Palin ends up in Mike Steele's job as the chairman of the GOP. That's curious. Curious. And then there's the Arctic Cat sponsorship. Palin is pregnant with Governor Sanford's love child. Wild rumor. Oh, there's a whole bunch of tweets. If you want to find out more about the tweets, you could go and visit the Village Voice website and find out more. But there's bigger fish to fry in all of this. This comes off the Associated Press, Wasilla, Alaska. You know, that's where she's from, Wasilla, Alaska. Even for a nonconformist, Alaska Governor Sarah Palin has defied political logic with her sudden, stunning announcement to leave office more than a year early. Supporters and critics alike say the former GOP vice presidential candidate's resignation, announced Friday afternoon and effective July the 26th, is an inexplicable move for a high-profile Republican, widely seen as a contender for the White House in 2012. A half-term governor campaigning for president? Question mark. Quote, if she is thinking that leaving her term 16 months early is going to help her prepare to maybe go on to bigger and better things on the political stage, I think she's sadly mistaken. You can't just quit, close quote, said Andrew Halko, a Palin critic who lost the 2006 gubernatorial race to her. Palin's abrupt announcement Friday rattled the Republican Party. You know, and this is not the first time she's rattled the Republican Party, but left open the possibility of a presidential run. She and her staff are keeping mum on her future plans. Palin's spokesman, David Murrow, said the governor didn't say anything to him about this being her political finale. Quote, she's looking forward to serving the public outside the governor's chair. Close quote, he said. Sounds like a gold digger to me. As long as she's in the limelight, she's a happy camper. As soon as it's 8 to 5, 365, she wants to quit. And Pam Pryor, a spokeswoman for Palin's Political Action Committee, said the group continues to accept donations on its website, which saw an uptick in contributions Friday afternoon. The announcement caught even current and former Palin advisors by surprise. Former members of Senator John McCain's 2008 presidential campaign team, now dispersed across the country, traded perplexed emails and phone calls about the vice presidential nominee's decision to step down. In a hastily arranged news conference at her home in Wasilla, a suburb of Anchorage, Alaska, Palin said, she had decided against running for re-election as Alaska's governor and believed it was best to leave office, even though she had 1.5 years left in her term. That's the kind of stuff the Republican Party throws up for president, folks. That's the kind of stuff that's killing that party. May it die quickly.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
Hey folks, it's Tony Pax from the Animal Farm Radio Show, and I want to tell you about the company Totally Wicked. Totally Wicked is the leading online worldwide supplier of electronic cigarettes. An electronic cigarette, or e-cigarette, is an alternative to smoked tobacco products such as cigarettes, cigars, or pipes. It is a battery-powered device that provides inhaled doses of nicotine by delivering a vaporized liquid nicotine solution. In addition to nicotine delivery, this vapor also provides a flavor and physical sensation similar to that of inhaled tobacco smoke, even though no tobacco smoke or combustion is actually involved in its operation. Totally Wicked's products not only help a person to regulate their nicotine intake and creates a vapor resembling smoke, but it also looks like a cigarette, thereby helping the user with the psychological and physical habit of holding a regular cigarette. To find out more about the great products that Totally Wicked has to offer, please visit totallywicked-eliquid.com or email them at info@totallywicked-eliquid.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
And we have returned once again, and that was a big load of news for today. I've never given that much news out in a single day. There's a lot more out there. Certainly there was a lot going down over the weekend, the Independence Day weekend. Oftentimes I'll do some kind of a tribute to a holy day, at least an expose. But this year I declined on Friday. I could have done that, didn't do that. Not really too interested in going into it again today. I hope you had a good weekend, whatever it was that occupied your time. My weekend was cut up by all of the fireworks displays in the neighborhood. That's fine. That's fine, but it would be nice if people would do that someplace outside of a residential neighborhood. I always affirm that my rights end where the rights of another person begins, and so if you have a exuberant weekend in mind and you want to, emulate an artillery battery using up your precious dollars and cents on imported Chinese fireworks, cheap Chinese plastic crap, as I like to say, that's your decision, but let not your enthusiasm impact your neighbors. They'll have a little respect. I mean, how can you get away from a 12 or a 14 or a 16-hour barrage going on in the street outside your home by neighbors that just don't seem to have enough intelligence to respect the fact that other people live in the area? We used to go out in the country. We'd go out to a gravel pit someplace or down along a river somewhere when we did that when I was growing up as a child with my parents. But I guess today, with the cost of gasoline and the intellectual level being what it is, it's just fine to do that in the street in the middle of a residential neighborhood. Anyway, let's go into this Clean Energy and Security Act just in these closing moments of today's broadcast. This was an email that I received over the weekend. It does produce certain information, but I have not been able to verify this yet. I will. But they're looking at this energy audit portion of the bill, and others have on the network have reported this. I'll just reiterate so that we get an idea of what's going down here. But this American Clean Energy and Security Act in Section 700 has a bunch of stuff in there that have to do with a home audit. And I'll just read what it said in this email, and then afterwards I'll go and look it up on the internet on the computer and read the bill itself and see what I find in this. But it says here, the bill states that every homeowner will receive an energy audit. And what is a home energy audit? It is an intrusive visit made by the bureaucrats at the home energy team or a similar group. Well, let me just tell you that only through arbitrary and capricious enforcement, only through voluntary compliance, or only through public buy-in will something like this ever happen. You think about how many homes there are in America, and then to come out with a statement that says that every homeowner will receive an energy audit, an intrusive visit made by the bureaucrats at the home energy team or a similar group, begs the question, where's the money going to come from to finance all of these employees? Of course, we know that most of the money will come from you and I, or it'll just simply be loaned into existence. But I think that we want to be careful about running away with ourselves on this one. They will examine and report the way you live your life directly to ResNet, which is the Residential Energy Services Network. Light fixtures, socket types, spas, hot tubs, windows, appliances, walls, and roofs will be under review. And if you recall last week, you know, I did receive a call from someone that I know that was concerned about their wood stove and whether they would be able to continue to heat their home with wood heating, burning wood in a fireplace or burning wood in a wood stove. And again, how many people would be required to go out throughout the hinterlands like a bunch of neo-Nazis jackbooting down the, goose-stepping down the street in their jackboots, knocking on doors and doing energy audits? I think it'll be some time before we might see any of that happen. Most likely, it will roll over in the form of the implementation of the international building codes, and there's a family of model codes and acts that you can view for yourself on the website. It's www.iccsafe.org, iccsafe.org, and look at the International Code Council's website and find this family of model codes and acts that are implemented all across America. Not every single town yet, not every single county, but they're coming. They follow the hazard mitigation planning system like a bad penny. Once you approve that and you have your enhanced 911 system in place, then the next step are these codes. Here in Southwest Missouri, the 2006 International Code Council's family of model codes and acts has just been implemented through an ordinance, which can, by the way, be repealed if enough people will just figure out that this is not something they want in their community. But again, here it says energy tests will be conducted throughout your house. At the end of the visit, you will receive a report and a rating. The report will focus on the changes you need to make, and the rating is called a HERS rating. HERS rating. HERS. H-E-R-S. Gaia worship, HERS rating, home energy rating system. ResNet will perform the audits through authorized contractors. Authorized contractors. Can you imagine the bill that would have to be paid for something like this? ResNet has adopted the Mortgage Industry National Home Energy Rating Standards. So basically they're already using something that exists. The standards set the national procedure for home energy ratings. And continuing, according to ResNet, an audit consists of comprehensive home energy audit, a level of ResNet home energy audit process defined by this standard to include the evaluation, diagnosis, and proposed treatment of an existing home, a treatment for an existing home, an ailing home. Anyway, in the audit, as an in-depth breakdown of the audit, I think that this is supposed to be Section 704 of H.R. 2454. We'll have to check it. They say the home energy survey professional shall request copy of utility bills or written permission to obtain the energy use information from the utility company and use them to produce an estimate of generalized end use base heating and cooling. Now, you know, when you go and register to vote or other times in your life these days, you're being asked to produce rent certificates or energy bills and your last utility bills and so on. They've just been conditioning us for some time, this idea that it's somehow or another you're required, you know, it's required for you to keep and produce energy bills, utility bills, telephone bills, to produce these documents or give permission for someone to access them. It's just more dog training going on here. We'll talk about that more tomorrow with Vicki Davis when we continue our lengthy discussion. Minimum procedures 704.1.2.5, minimum procedures for an in-home energy survey. It includes checking the R value of the walls and the ceiling and the floor insulation. How are you going to do that? Maybe they've got some electronic meter or something like that. Some kind of a heat gun. Square footage and the approximate age of the home. Get that right off of the records that they keep at the assessor's office and why they'd have to bother anyone. Types of windows, glazing types and frame materials. You know, this is all heading towards urban renewal. Establishing grounds for evicting you from your house because it doesn't hold up to the modern standard of crummy housing. I was going to use a more strong word there. I know some of the houses that I've owned built back in the 40s and the 50s, even some of the ones built in the early 1900s were pretty dandy houses compared to this Florida pine, twisty, bent up, nonsensical, out of plumb, out of whack stuff that we've got today that passes for residential housing. The type, model, number, and location of heating and cooling systems, the type of duct work, the location, and the R value of duct insulation, and any indications of previous duct sealing. Well, there's a lot to it. I'll check it out, and if it passes muster, we'll talk about it again on Wednesday. I'll see you back here again tomorrow, Tuesday. Have a great afternoon. Thanks for listening. Until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local. Now on DVD, my newest documentary film, The Secret Rite, Volume 1. I'm Josh Reeves, and for the almost 2 years, I have researched the secretive right-wing group known as the Council for National Policy. This film explores for the first time the hidden hand that controls the religious and military aims of the American right wing, with such topics as Iran-Contra, the John Birch Society, eugenics, the Vatican controllers, Christian Zionists, the Bohemian Grove, the Patriot Movement, and more. More powerful than the Council on Foreign Relations, more secretive than the Bilderberg Group, The Secret Rite Volume 1 goes where no other film has dared to go. Get your copy today at secretrightmovie.com. That's www.secretrightmovie.com. And find out what you haven't been told about the New World Order.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
As America limps on its last legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.